You're up to Mesechta Mila, Perek Chamishi. Mishnayis Mesechta Mila. Mishnalef, Hanene Shava Pruta Min Hegdish. If somebody has Hano enjoyment from something that belongs to Hegdish, worth the Shava Pruta, so Afa Pishle Pogam, even though he did not ruin the value of that object, it's still worth the same money to Hegdish, still more, he's over the Yisimila, left to bring a Korban, Karen Vachemish. Diva Rebbe Kiva, these are the words of Rebbe Kiva. Some Achronim explain it because the aside of Mila is like a gzela, like you're stealing from Hegdish. So therefore, if you steal a Shava Pruta, it's called a gzela here also. If you have Hano, enjoyment worth, or Shava Pruta's worth from Hegdish, you're over the Yisimila. So the Chiddush here is, even though you did not ruin the Chayfa, it still is an Yisimila. The Chom say though, Kol Dover Shesh by Pekam, an object that usually gets ruined when you use it. In other words, that Hegdish is losing out the value of it. Then the locher is loymol lachiyivkum. You're not over the yisamila until you ruin the value of hegdish. There's something has that's like a kedushas damim on it that it's aimed for hegdish to sell it, and therefore they have a loss from the value. So you're only over an yisamila when you ruin the value of the chayfets. Not just use it, but you have to ruin it. Worth a shavapruta. You have to have both. You have to have enjoyment and ruin it a shavapruta. But v'chol dover shein b'pekam, something that does not get used up, get ruined when you use it. And then even the chum agree. Kivon, shenan amol, as soon as you have a nor worth a shava pruta, you'd be over the yisamila. Case said, what's the case? Nosna katla b'tzavor. Let's say you take a jewelry, you take like a necklace, a golden necklace from Hegdish, and you put it on, you wear it around your neck. Or else tabas b'yod, you take a ring of Hegdish, and you have a nor, you wear it. So, shosaso b'kayshazov, or else you drink from a golden cup that belongs to Hegdish. Is kivon shenan, as soon as you have a nor worth a shava pruta, mola, you're over the yisamila. Because these things do not get used up and not get ruined, so therefore you have an istamila without ruining it. What's going to be the lovash becholik? Let's say you put on a cholik, you put on a coat, or a jacket, kisa betalis, or else you wear a talis, bika bekardim, or else you bang with a hatchet blowing into hegdish, then lemor lashivkam, these things, when you use them, they get ruined up, they get ruined. So therefore you're only over the istamila if you ruin it also. You have to have hano, enjoyment, plus you have to ruin it, the worth of a Shava Pruta. What's going to be tolash minachatis kishichaya? Let's say you tolash, you pull off some hair from a korban chatas when it's alive, then the locher is loymoa lachivkum, you're not over the yisimila until you ruin it also. And the Gemara says, we're talking about now a korban chatas that's a balamum, that's only to be sold, so therefore has like a domin to it, and therefore you're only over the yisimila when you ruin the value of hegdish. Let's say the animal, the korban chatas dies. So then the locher, as soon as you have a nor with a shava pruta, even without ruining it, you're over the yisamila. Because now that it's mace, we hold you can't be paid the kotshim lachilim leklovim. So therefore you can't be paid to it. So therefore it's not aimed for the value of it to hegdish. And therefore, as long as you have a nor worth a shava pruta, you're over the yisamila. Mishnah Beis. What's going to be nena bekechatzi pruta? Let's say you had enjoyment from hegdish worth a chatzipruta. You wore a beged of hegdish and you had a no a little bit the worth of a chatzipruta. And then upogam a chatzipruta. Let's say also you ripped the beged then and you ruined it a chatzipruta. Or shenana b'shavapruta. Let's say even if you had enjoyment from this beged worth a shavapruta, v'davar echad. But upogam a shavapruta v'davar achar. You ruined something else of hegdish worth a shavapruta. In other words, the actual jacket that you wore, even though you had anor from it, enjoyment from it, but you did not ruin it. So in these cases, it's loymol, you're not over the yisamila. It's harezeh loymol, you're not over the yisamila, achi yohona b'shavaprut, until you have anor, worth a shavapruta from hegdish, v'yifkan b'shavapruta, v'dovrecha, the begam also has to be worth a shavapruta. That's a chiddush, that enjoyment. And the pekam both have to be from the same chayfas. Like you have to wear this beged and enjoy it and also ruin it worth a shava pruta. Now, because otherwise, harez the leimol. The Mishnah says, harez the leimol at shehenna b'shava pruta, v'yifkum b'shava pruta, b'dov rechot. And on Mishnah Gimel, ein moyel acha moyel b'mekdoshim. Usually when you're over the yisamila, that's it. It takes the chayfas out to chulin. It's like a pigeon. And therefore, when the next person has a nor from it, he's not over the yisamila. That's called ein moyel achamel b'mekdoshim. But usually by kedushas domim, it's this way. Elo only behemo klisharis. Only by behemo means a korban that has a kedushas aguf, that's a tamimim, that you can't be poyter it. So then, even though one person has hanor from it, it does not go out the chulin. And therefore, a second one could also be over the Yisr hanor, the Yisr mila. The same thing by Kli Sharis, also has a Kedusha Sakufa on it. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say, Rocha Bagabi Vahema. Somebody rode on top of the animal. Another person came and rode on the animal on the carbon. A third person came. One person drank from this golden cup belonging to Hegdish, the Kli Sharis. The second one came. The third one came and drank from it. Somebody came and pulled off the hair of a carbon chattis. The second one came and pulled off the hair of the carbon chattis. The third one came and pulled off the hair. It's kulamolo. All of them are over the istamila because that's the cloud. The kedushas aguf, you cannot be poiderit. So therefore, when you're moil, the kedusha does not go off. Therefore, when the second one has honor, it's also over the istamila. Rebbe says, kol shein lepidyon, anything that does not have pidyon to it, yesh boi molach amoilam. Then you're over the istamila one after another. So who Rebbe is saying the same thing with learning Shana Tana Kamer also, that the aside is something has a kedushas aguf on it, and you can't be poiderit, so the istamila is not moitzit lechulin. So the second and third one is also over the Issa. So what's the Chiddush over here? So Mer says, Nafkuminas are in a case where the carbon became a Balmum and they shechted it. So the Shalur is, could you be proud of it right now? Because since you can't make Hamad of Arachas, that's the Machlokes. But Tanakama holds you could be proud of it. So therefore, this would be Ein Milach Emila. And Rebbe holds yes, that since Lamaisa, you. Or the opposite way, Tanakama holds you could be poided in. But Rebbe holds, since you can't be poided, since you need Hamad of Arocha, you can't be poided it, therefore there will also be a klal of Yesh Mila Achamila. Mishnah Dalet. Notal Evin Oikura Shel Hegdish. Let's say somebody takes a stone or a beam belonging to Hegdish. And the Gemara says we're talking about now the Gizbar, the superintendent of Hegdish, that it's in his Rishus anyway. So therefore, when he just picks it up to use it, he's not over the Yisimila yet, because it's still in his Rishus, like it's still in Hegdish's Rishus, like it was before. So here, Hareza Leimol, even though he picks it up, I'm going to ask to use it, he's not over the Yisimila yet. But Nisona Lechaver, when he gives it over to his Chaver, to his friend, then Humol, then he's over the Yisimila, he's the one that was Meitziyet, where Rishus to Rishus, he's Meitziyet to Rishus Chulin. Therefore, he's over the Yisimila, but the Chaver Leimol, the Chaver is not over the Yisimila. Because it already went out the chulin when the first one gave it to you. What's going to be benobis achbes? Let's say this gizbar takes the stone or takes this beam and puts it into his house, builds it into his house. So again, hareiz eloi mol, he's not over the yistamila just by using it right now, because it's still in hegdish's reshus. And the Gemara says, we're talking about where he did not cut it to size or change the actual make a shinu in the chayfetz. Because otherwise he would have been kind of a shinu. So he did not make a shinu in the chayfetz. So, Anche Yoder Tachte Beshavapruta. He's not over the Yisamilo until after he puts it into his house, and then he lives in the house and has Hanor from it worth a Shavapruta. Then, since he's having Hanor from Hegdish, that's when he's over the Yisamilo. What's going to be Notal Pruta Shel Hegdish? If somebody takes a penny, money, Pruta, money worth of Hegdish. Sareza Lemol, again, if the Hegdish, the Gizba takes it, I'm not to use it, he's not over the Yisamilo. He was not Meitzit Mirshus Pashus yet. But Nisan al-Khaver, when he gives it over to his friend, who more than he's over the Yisamila, it's called he was Meitzit Mishus Vishus. But the Khaver loy more, because it already went out, Lechulin. Now the Chiddush is, what's going to be Nisan al-Balon? Let's say he gave it to the superintendent of the Beis Hamerchatz, of the bathhouse. It's like he paid for his fee to be able to take a bath. So the Chiddush here is, Afa Pish L'Rochas, even though the person did not take the bath yet, Mol. Just by giving it over to the Lavlon, he's over the Yisamila. Why Shuaimla? Because the Lavlon, the superintendent, has a right to say back to this person, Hare Merchas Psuchi Konoslav Urachatz. Listen, as soon as you pay money, right now you have the enjoyment, you have a right to come in and to use the Beis Hamerchatz. So therefore, even though, like, you're not really being Meitzim or Shus or Shus, like, you weren't Maknetim yet, I would have thought maybe he's only Kainerit after you use the Beis Hamerchatz. Kamashmala, no. That's called like he gave it to him right now, and therefore you're over the Yisamila right now. Mishnehe, Achiloso v'achilas chaveroi. If you eat, let's say, a chatzi pruta's worth, and then you give to your friend to eat a chatzi pruta's worth of Hegdish. So here you're over the Yisamila. Since you give it to him, you mitzvah after two achilas. The same thing, Haniyoso v'anoyos chaveroi. If you have enjoyment worth a chatzi pruta of Hegdish, and you give the same chayfas to your friend also to have enjoyment from it. So again, since together the Shem Fruit is worth, you're over the Yisra Mila. And the big Chiddush is, Achilos, if you eat a Chatzi Fruit is worth, V'hani Yosach HaVeroi, and you let your friend have enjoyment from it, what's the Sheva Pruta? Or else, honey, so you have enjoyment from it, you wear the begin. And Vechilus Chaveroi, you let your chaver enjoy a Chati Pruta's worth of Hegdish, is Mistar from Zemze, the two Shiurim, the two Zmanim, are Mistar from together, are put together. And it's considered now like you had Hanor from Hegdish worth of Sheva Pruta, and you'll be able to use the Mila. The Afilu Lizmanim Rub, even though it'll take a long time for this to happen, still it's Mitzvah if it comes together. And the Gemara learns this all out from the Pasuk when it says, Nefesh ki simo mol, vidashin is double oshin, simo mol means mikom okam. Perek Shishi, Mishnalef, ha-shaliach shosesh lichusay. If b'shegeg, somebody, a mashalach, gave something to a shaliach to be moitzi, to have hanor from it, or to be moitzi mehegdish techulin, so locher is balabalas balabayis small. The one that sent him, he's over the Yisimila. That's a chiddush, even though usually we know the klal is ein shliach l'dvar aveira. But over here by milu it's different. Learn out from the pasuk because there is shava chet chet mitruma. That just like by truma, there's a parsha of shlichus. Who then by milu also there's a parsha of shlichus. So because if you made a mistake, and let's say you had money of hegdish in your rishus, and you gave this money to a shliach to go and spend it. So when the shliach spends the money, the mishalech, the one that sent him, is over the yisamila. That's this klal that balabayis small. What's going to be the lo yosah shlichusay? Let's say the shliach does not do what the balabas told him to. Then hashliach mol, then the shliach is over the yisamila. Kate said, what's the case? Omalu, let's say the balabas says, tain bos liyochim. There are guests in the house. So the balabas tells the shliach, listen, go give meat to these guests. And by mistake, he tells them to take the meat of Hegdish. V'nosom lehem kovit. And now the shliach goes, and instead of giving them meat, gives them liver. Or else kovit, the balabos says, take liver. V'nosom lehem bos, he went and gave them meat. So a shliach mol. In these cases, it's considered like he did not do a shlichus. So he's not a shliach for the balabais, but rather he's doing it himself. So by him giving this liver to the orchim, he's over the yisamila. What's going to be, o maloi, tein lehem chaticha chaticha? Let's say the balabas told the shliach, give each one of these orchim one piece of meat. Vuom, another shliach, went and told them, Talush shtaim shtaim, I give you permission to say two pieces. It's like one is considered from the balabas's rishus, and one is considered mine. And the hain not lushalash shalash, and they took three pieces a piece, each one of them. So in this case, kulam molo, all three are over the yisamila. The first balabas is over the yisamila, because he made a shliach to give one piece of meat. So when the shliach gave them permission to take the first piece of meat, that's like a shlichus of the balabos, he's over the first yisamila. Now the shliach said to take two pieces, so the second piece is like from his daitai, so he's over the yisamila for that second piece. And the third piece they take, that's to take it on their own, the yorchim, so for that the yorchim themselves are also over the yisamila. So the kids that comes out, all three are over the yisamila. Kula molo. O malay, what's going to be if the balabos says, hevi, hevi, havei minachloin. Bring me something that's on the window. Bring me a chayfetz that's by the windowsill. And it belonged to Hegdish. That chayfetz. And what happened was, or else the Bala Hevili Menachloin Oi, me gluskum. Or else he says, bring me from this box, from the gluskum, bring me this chayfetz there. The Heviloi, and the Shliach brings the Balabas. Safa Pi Shama Balabai, even the Balabai said, Loi Hoi Blibi Elimizer, I really only wanted to have this one. Davy Mizani brought from another one. Still Balabai is small, still the Balabas is over the Yisamila. In other words, what happened here was really the Shliach did what the Balabas told him. Just later the Balabas said, no, really, that's not what I had in mind, like I made a mistake. You know, I told you to take from the Chaloin, really what I meant to do was tell you to take from the box, not from the windowsill. Slach was still the Balabas is small. But these are like Dvorim, Shebleva, Ein Dvorim, and therefore the Maisa, what we heard was you did the Shliach for the Balabais. For that, you're over the Yisamila. That is called Shlichus. The Balabait is over the Yisamila. Avla Momla, let's say the Balabas says, Havili Menachloin, bring me from the window. Bring me the food by the windowsill. Vehaviloi Migluskumo, and the Shlich went himself and brought him from the box. Or else, Oy Migluskumo, the Balabas said, bring me from the box. Vehaviloi Menachloin, he went and brought him from the windowsill. Then Hashlich Mo, then the Shlich is over the Yisamila. Not the Balabais, because this is not considered, you did your Shlichus. So when you do not do Yishlichas, then the Shlich himself is over the Yisamila, if he's Neno, be Moitzi Dover, Shal Hegdish, Luchulin. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. What's going to be Sholach, the Yad, Cheresh, Shait, V'Kotin? Let's say a Balabos sent money, that by mistake he took money of Hegdish, and he sent it with a hair straight of a cotton to the storekeeper to pay his bill with it. So Kitza, the Bala boss, took this money of Hegdish B'Shoigeg, and he sent it biyad chereshet v'kotten, a deaf or dumb person, or a fool, or a kotten. Now, imosu shlichusay, if they did what the Balabas told them, they took the money to the chenveni, they took the money that the Balabas told them to take to the chenveni, then Balabai Yismoel, we say a klal of yeshlichus over here, and therefore the Balabas is over the Yisamila. Even though usually a chereshet v'kotten is not lav b'nei shlichus ninu, but over here, the pshat is, since they did what the Balabas wanted to, and he was nichi, he was happy with what they did, so here it's only a simple action, it's a maisa, an action of taking this money and be maitsiit, giving it to somebody else. So since the Balabas is happy with what the action that the Chereshet Rekon did, that's enough for the Balabas to be over the Yisamila. What's going to be the loyosa shlichusai? Let's say the Chereshet Rekon did not do what the Balabas told him to do, that they took different money, they didn't take the money the Balabas told them to. So then, even though by mistake they themselves took the Hegdishtika money, the Chereshet to the cotton, and they were Maitzi, they gave it to the Chenveni, so they are not over the Yisamila, because they're a Chereshet to the cotton, they're potter. And therefore, HaChenveni Moel, therefore the Chenveni, the storekeeper, when he uses this money and spends it, then he'll be Maitzi the Chulin, and he'll be over the Yisamila. But the Balabas is not over the Yisamila because they didn't do what he wanted. The Chereshet V'Kot is not over the Yisamila because they don't have Das. Their Bechal is not called Hoytzor. Just when the Chenveni later takes and spends the money, he'll be over the Yisamila. Now, what's going to be though Sholach B'Yad Pikech? Let's say the Balabas sent the money B'Yad Pikech, a normal person. So there's a Klal of Yeshlich Dvar Veira. So if he does his Shlichas, then the Lochur is the Balabas is small. But what's going to be v'niskar actually higi yetzah hachenveni? Let's say the Balabas realized that oyvei he told the shliach to take hegdishtika money. At the beginning he was a shaydi, he didn't realize it. But now before the shliach went and spent the money, or gave the money, the Balabas now realizes that what he did. So the Balabas really now is amazed. So the locher is hachenveni mol kishi yotzi. So Lochri is now, the Chenveni is over the Yisamila, not the Balabas. Because since the Balabas is amazing, so if you're Nenem in a Hegdish B'mezid, it's not Yotzel Chulin. You're not over an Yisamila after being a Korban. Therefore, it still has Kedusha on it, and therefore, if the Chenveni, when he goes to use it, he's Moitzi at Peshoigeg, he'll be over the Yisamila. The Gemara says the reason why the Shliach is not over the Yisamila, because Tomer, he's also amazed. He also realized what happened. Therefore, both the Balabas and the Shliach are not over the Yisamila, but rather only the Chenveni is when he spends the money. Now the Mishnah says, the Vakeit said Yasa, what's an Eitzah, what should the Balabas do? In this case, Lechatchila, when he finds out that Oyveh, he sent the money of Hegdish to be spent by Chenveni, he told the Shliach to take it. So before the Shliach gives it, like, what should the Balabas do to stop the Avera from being taken place? The Mishnah says what he really should do is noit a prut, let him take another prut, the money, or kli, or else an object. V'yayman, let him say like this, that prut shel hegdish, v'chol mokem shi, m'cholel asal zeh, wherever that prut of hegdish is, it should be m'cholel on this money. She hegdish nifta b'kesef over shava kesef, that's the klal. You could be paid hegdish with kesef over shava kesef. But since you paid the rent, you're taking off the Kedusha, so when it comes out, when the Chenveni receives the money, he's not receiving Moel Shel Hegdish. Therefore, the Chenveni will not be over the Yisamila. This is the Eitzah, how to do it. The Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be Nosan Loi Pruta? Let's say a Balabas gave his Shliach a Pruta, which came out to be Moel Shel Hegdish, and Omaloi, the Balabas said to the Shliach like this, Hovali Bechetzi Neiris of Bechetzi Psilis. I want you to buy me from this prutum a half of it, a chatzi prutum should be worth of neiris. That's a kli cheres cups that you put inside it, the oil and the wicks. And the bechetzi psilis, half of the money, half of the prutum she should spend to buy me wicks, buy me psilis. Now the shliach went, b'holach b'heviloi b'kulu neiris. He spent the whole prutum to buy these cups. B'kulu psilis, he spent the whole prutum to buy these wicks. So in this case, he's not over the Yisamila, because he didn't do a shlichus worth the Sheva Pruta. Or else, let's say the Balabas told the shlich like this, Haveli Bekula Neris. I want you to spend the whole pruta to buy me these neris, these cups, earthly cups to put the oil in. Oy Bekula Psilus, as the Balabas said, spend the whole pruta to buy me wicks. Now Holach the Shliach went for Haveli Bechetzi Neris of Chetzi Psilus. So Lachri Shneim Loy Molo. In all these cases, both of them, not the Shliach, not the Balabas, is over the Yisamilo. Because the Shliach only did the Shliach and half of a pruta's worth. So the half of a pruta, the Meshalach should be chayiv. But half a pruta, there's no din mila. Mila has to be nena, Meshav a pruta. And the wood in the shtich also was only nena, was Meitzi a chatsi pruta. Therefore, Shneim, Enim, Moilim, neither of them was nena from Hegdish worth a Shav a pruta. Abba, what's going to be? In Mamaloy, if the Balabas told the shliach, Hovili, Bechetzi, Neiris, Mimakim Pleni, I want you to spend a half of a pruta to buy me these cups to put the oil in from this place, and then with the other chatzi pruta to buy me wicks from another place. Then hashliach mal. That's how the shliach went and did the opposite. He bought the wicks in the wrong place and he bought the cups in the wrong place. So it's not called the didish shlichas at all. Therefore, the ma'isa, the mashalach is potter. But the shliach is chayiv, because the shliach was mitzi a shava pruta's worth of hegdish. Mishnah Dalet. What's going to be nosan leishtei prutas? The balabas gave the shliach two prutas. Omle told him like this: Hovli esrig, go spend these two prutas and buy me an esrig. And it came out the money was hegdish tikkun money, belonged to hegdish. Now beholach the shliach went vehevle bepruta esrig, where one pruta he spent and bought him an esrig. So here one fruit is worth a didish lichus. Over fruit the rimon, the second fruit he had, he bought a pomegranate. So Tanakama holds Shnei and Molo, both are over the Yisamila. The Balabas is over the Yisamila because the Shliach didish lichus, at least for the Sheva fruit is worth. So the Balabas was Nena from Hegdish a Sheva fruta. And then the Shliach did his own Inyan, also worth a Sheva fruta, without the didish lichus. Therefore he's also over the Yisamila. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Balabas lemol. In this case, the balabas is not over the yisamila. Shuaimla, because the balabas has a right to say, "Esri gadol yisimavakish." Know what I wanted you to buy me? I gave you two prutis. I meant to buy two prutis worth of an esri. So even though you got a nice size for one pruta, but if you would have spent the prutis, two prutis, you would have given me a bigger one, and that's what I wanted. Now they basically cut them around. What you brought me back was a small one and a bad one. Therefore, it's not called Yidin Mashlichas at all. Therefore, the Balabas is not Mol. Same Allah, what's going to be Nosan Le Dinazov? He gave him a golden dinner. Omla, he told me, Havli Chola, go bring me a shirt with it. Volach the Shlich went, Vevile Bisholash, he spent 3 Dinrei Kesef, which is half of a Dinazov. A Dinazov is 6 Dinrei Kesef. So he spent 3 Dinrei Kesef, Chola, to buy a shirt. And Bisholash Talas, the rest of the 3 prutas, he's in three saloyim. The prutas he went to buy. Another 3 dinri kesef. He went to buy a talis. So lach again, shnei molo tanakam holds both of them are over the yisamilo. The shliach is over the yisamilo because he was moitzi three dinri zov for his own purpose. The balabas did not tell him to buy a talis, but the balabas is also over the yisamilo. Because he spent the 3 dinrei kesef to buy him the cholok that he wanted. Therefore, they're both over the yisamila. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda, why not? Bal habayis leimol. The balabas is not mol in these cases. Shuaim, because he has a right to say to him, cholok god liyis mevakish. I did not want this. I wanted one good suit. And if he would have spent the whole dinrei zov on it, it would have been a much, much better suit. And now you only got me half of it, or even less than that. They really caught them barai. He bought me a small and bad one. Therefore, it's not called the shliach, did the shlichas at all. Therefore, the balabas is lay mol, just the shliach. Mishnehei. Hamafkid moit esel shachani. A balabas takes his money. He thought it was his own money. It came out really was moyes of hegdish. And he gave it to the shachani. That's a money exchanger. So it depends. Im tzerurin, if the balabas gave them a closed, tight, sealed bag of money, then lo yishtamash bem, the shechoni has no right to use it. The fikor there from hoitzimol, when the shechoni takes and opens and uses the money, then the shechoni is over the yisamilo. But the balabasa, not over the yisamila, the fact he gave him the bag of money, because since it was tied up, it's not aimed for the shechana to use it. So it's not called like he was moitzi the moish of hegdish. Therefore, there's no yisamila until the shechana actually takes it and uses it. What's going to be though in mutar? Let's say the balabas gave him an open bag of money. Then yishamish ben. Then the lachar is the shechana has a right to use that money, because the money exchange always needs money to exchange money. Therefore, lefikach, therefore, moitzi loimol. If the when the shechani is moitzi it, he's not over the yisamila. You know why? Because the balabas was already over the yisamila. Because when the balabas gave it to him, it's like he was moitzi it. Therefore, it's yotz lechudim, and therefore the shechani is not over the yisamila later when he uses it. What's going to be though? Eitz balabayis. One balabas gave his money to another balabas to hold for him. So then, benkach lebenkach leishdamish bem. Whether the big is open or whether the big is still tight, closed, still this balabas has no right to use the pikadim. The tikkur there from hoitzi mol, therefore later if the balabas uses the money, then he's over the yisamila. But not the first balabayis, because it was not given to be used, it's not called hoitzo. What's going to be a chenvin? Let's say the balabas gives his money, or he thought it was his money, really it was money shel hegdish, he gives it to the storekeeper. So, kabalabayis, divrei Rabbi Meir, may hold divrei Rabbi Meir, he has the same halacha like a balabayis, meaning to say that he has no right to use the money, and therefore the balabayis is not over the yisamila, just the chenveni would be over the yisamila when he uses the money. Reb Yuduay Menok Yishochani, that chenveni is like Yishochani, because he also needs the money sometimes. Therefore, if you give him an open bag of money, it's still like he has the right to use it right away, as if you'd be mitzi it, therefore the first balabas would be over the yisamila by giving it to the chenveni. Again, it was an open bag of money. Mishnevov, pruta shel hegdish shenoflo techakis. Let's say one pruta of hegdish fell into your wallet that had a lot of money there of chulin. So the chure, it's a shal of its bottle brave or not. Oy shoma pruta bekis ze hegdish. Or else the person says, one pruta in this kis should be hegdish. The lachar is kiva and treitis, or shon, as soon as you use the first pruta, is mol, you're over the yisamila divrei Rabbi Kiva. First of all, he holds that the pruta is not bottle brave, the pruta is there. And secondly, he holds that yechayev anoshim toli by the yisamila. Therefore, the first pruta that you use, even though it's not for sure that's the pruta shel hegdish, maybe it's the pruta shel chulin, but I call part of it is a suffix. And that's Rabbi Kiva Shita, that meant on a suffix Issa, Mila, you have to make a carbon, Asham, you have to make a carbon, Asham Tali. However, the Chacham, when the Chacham say no, Chiyotzi es Kolakis. They all know there's not a Nisa Mila, because they hold Mina Sophic, there's no carbon, Asham Tali, by Issa Mila. So if you're only over the Issa Mila, for sure you used all the money in the Kiss. Then we know for sure you had a no of a Shavah fruit is worth of Hegdish. Therefore, you're over the yisamila. But Moedir Rabbi Kiva would agree that the Omer, where the person that says Pruta min hakis shel hegdish, he speaks that clearly and he says that a Pruta in this kish should be hegdish, and the Omer comes out that really what he meant to say was lo yiftor kis de min hegdish. It means to say I should not finish up all the money without having one hegdish. So if you say a lashon like that, then he also agrees, Shumaitse v'heilich, you're allowed to spend all the money, and you're not over the yisamila. Hachiyotis kol hakis, until you spend all the money. When you spend all the money, that last pruta, that's like the one that has a din hegdish on it, that's the one you're over the yisamila. So since you said a lashon like this, that pruta min hakis ze hegdish, which means to say that the last one of the kish should be hegdish, then you're only over the yisamila when you spend all the money. Yeslika mesech demila. All right, we'll stop here.